This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show, Mark Duggar, president of the Macoupin County Fair Board. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Thanks a lot, Rick. Glad to be here.
Mark, we're going to talk about the county fair. County fair is behind us now by about a month and a half or so. And, well, county fair is held early now because of heat. We used to be sort of a problem. And, well, this year we got a surprise, too, and Mother Nature brought lots and lots of rain, which affected the fair. And we thought maybe you could talk about, I'm sure it hit the fair pretty hard, didn't it?
Oh, it was an interesting week, to say the least. All fair weeks are interesting, but this one had a little extra. When your new fashion statement is gum boots and shorts for the entire fair, and everybody was in the same outfit, why, it's always interesting. But, yeah, Mother Nature, out of the 6 days of the fair, I think we had 5 days of rain. So it was very interesting. We ended up, of course, folks generally know this, we canceled the tractor pulls, we canceled the mud drags because of too much mud. I know that's odd to say, but that is the exact fact. It became a safety factor. Harness racing got canceled, horse show got canceled, 2 nights of the carnival got canceled, but we still made it through the fair. There were still activities, things. The board came together, worked as a team. We got through it. We're planning for next year already. We actually started the week of the fair to plan for next year. So as much as fickle as Mother Nature was to us, things did kind of work out well.
Now, you've had a meeting or meetings on this, and I'm sure the revenue was down. But then there was sort of a unique thing that happened because of all the weather. There was sort of a impromptu fundraiser that I guess sort of worked for the fair.
You know, there was a lot of amazing things that come out of this entire situation. The community, and I mean the Macoupin County community, all the cities involved, really came together, really backed the fair. The fair board, on behalf of the fair board, our thanks to everyone that did that, because we could not have done that without the community's support. Several things come out of it. We've had a lot of folks, don't worry about it, go ahead, keep the money, save it for next year. The impromptu fundraiser, they said, was a GoFundMe site that came up as a whim one night, as I think it was one of the poorer nights that we had. We go, well, what can we do? And this internet GoFundMe thing popped up. The community came together. We had donations from folks you don't normally see out there. And that crazy thing, amazingly enough, raised over $5,000. Plus, you know, to cap it all off, we had the little mud wrestling or the mud fight in front, and my hat's off to all those participants. I'm not going to name any names because I will forget somebody, but those folks really stepped up and made a fun night there during the demolition night, which was the best day of the fair that we had, and made it a lot of fun. And again, the community just came together, the board came together, and things worked out well.
When you have probably there was a loss of revenue in a way.
Oh, absolutely.
When you have a loss of revenue like that, how does that affect the next year? You got to sort of change how you might.
You do have to shift gears. You have to really, if you're coasting along, things are going well, you really don't take a real hard look at, okay, we can take this out, we can take this out, we need to raise this. But the last 2 years, most folks don't realize it, we've been doing that. Of course, as folks know, with the state budget process going on, there's a lot of questions out there that remained unanswered. One of the big questions is, will county fairs get state funding? We do get some state funding. We are not totally funded by the state. We get a reimbursement. That part of the budget has not been funded to this point, to my knowledge. That's, if we use last year's numbers, that's about about a $37,000 hit for our fair. Fortunately, we did get part of that back already this year. But again, basing it on last year's numbers, on the premium payments, what the kids get for their ribbons and things for showing, that's going to be about a $24,000 hit that the county fairs will take, that we have to fund through entry fees, stall rentals, the carnival, it helps pay for the shows and different things, and the grandstand shows help pay for that. So yeah, we approximately, the county fair this year lost approximately $42,000. That's in round numbers. You're talking, that's on based on about $250,000 budget. So, I mean, it's a pretty high percentage when you look at that. But again, I want to reiterate that the community has been extremely supportive. thank you so much to everybody out there that's been supporting the fair. We couldn't have done it without you. It's not over yet, but I will give credit to the board. They have been very proactive. It wasn't a fact of if this day ever came, but when. So several years ago, we started doing things like the GoFundMe, like the dueling pianos, like the Mrs. McCoupin pageant that we had there for a while. We've got several other fundraisers coming up. The mud jams, the mud drags that we've had, those are all fundraisers to put monies back into the coffers so that we can produce a fair for the folks in McCoupin County.
And that's probably the basis of how you're going to have to go from here, because we know state fairs near us, like or not state fairs, excuse me, county fairs, St. Clair, they're done, and others are suffering.
You're actually correct. There's 104 county fairs in the state of Illinois. Some are going, some are not. You're absolutely correct. From what I understand, St. Clair County has canceled it for this year and next year. Macon County went through a little rough patch there. I know Menard County, my home county, has been doing fundraisers like we have, been very proactive in trying to keep that fair going. I think this is Mark's peeking here. You're going to see the face of county fairs change a little bit. They definitely will not be what you remember going to when you were a kid, for sure. Some things are going to have to change. They may be shrank down a couple of days. They may be cutting this show or cutting that show or doing something different, having these fundraisers throughout the year. So it'll be a 12-month process of, oh, my God, it's another county fair function. Well, let's go. So we want the county fair to be there. We're going to have to be out there. You know, we have volunteer groups that come in to help do some of that stuff, so we don't have to hire the help. That helps immensely. Some of these groups out there, we'll give them a donation. A lot of them have given the donations back to the fairs going, you guys need that. I mean, we want to see the county fair continue. And that's kind of the attitude that the community has come up with.
The question I have, we've heard about state funding cuts, we've heard bad weather stories, but today's society, is the county fair still like it, you know, like maybe me and you as older adults remember it, versus now everyone has so much activity, they've got their cell phones, their iPads, their instant access seems, is it changing how the fairs go?
It is absolutely changing how fairs go. In the world of instant gratification that we are now in, the county fair, let's use the term retro. It's very retro to coin a phrase. Maybe that'll draw some interest in there. But county fairs are very retro. You know, years ago, that used to be the center of attention. You'd go there, you'd see a lot of friends that you hadn't seen before. You know, visit with them, go out for the evening, go to the county fair, do those types of things. See the livestock exhibits, the kids exhibits, maybe see something you hadn't seen in the past. That's not so much the case anymore, in my opinion. We've got the internet, we've got television, we've got radio going on now. Everybody is getting social media. You're getting a lot more information. You're seeing a lot more different things from around the world. So county fairs are kind of a small diamond, I guess you would say, in the whole grand scheme of things. I mean, the county fairs are an economic engine for the local areas. We can generate, I knew the figure at one time, it was a several hundred thousand dollar income for the area when folks come to the county. I mean, they're spending monies at the gas stations, the grocery stores, the restaurants and what have you. So, I mean, the county fairs are an economic engine. We'd like to see them continue. Again, I think what we remember, what you and I remember as a kid, as a county fair, is probably not going to be what we see in the future.
And as we come to the end of the show, I know this is way too early. As you said, you began work on the 2016 McCoupin County Fair, right. But do you have some parameters right now you already know you're going to be going by as you set up next year's county fair?
We do know it'll be in June again next year. We are currently in negotiations with a new carnival to bring them in, so that's going to change the face of the fair. We're going to see some improvements there. We haven't got all the fine-tuning done. We're still kind of, lack of a better term, spitballing ideas, kind of seeing what's coming up. But certain things will happen. Demolition Derby is going to happen. The tractor pulls are going to happen. Those are staples of the fair. It's going to happen. The livestock shows will happen. They may be a little bit different, but we're going to see those. We're going to see those types of things back. The exhibits that the kids do in the buildings, in the ag building, the food building, the education building, they'll be here. Again, it might be a little different. I know folks go in to the Bates Building, well, it's not the same as it was when I was a kid. No, it will be a lot different again next year, because we have to do that in order to make the county fair viable. So we're going to be doing just like what's in the state, what people have to do with their personal budgets. If these things aren't making money, they're probably going to get changed or eliminated. Those things, we may have to do a few increases in some entry fees, different things like that. There's nothing that isn't on the table being discussed for next year's fair. And yes, we've already started planning. So if anybody has suggestions, we're always happy to take constructive criticism, ideas for new things, what you'd like to see. And even if there's some retro ideas, that seems to be the in thing right now, bring them on. We'd love to hear them.
Mark Duggar, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County. And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.